Singer-songwriter Pat Donahue is best known as the guitarist for the Guys All-Star Shoe Band, which plays on NPR's A Prairie Home Companion. About 9 years ago, he took home a Grammy for his work on Pink Guitar, a Henry Mancini compilation album. And among his numerous other awards, Donahue is named National Fingerpicking Guitar Champion. This weekend, Donahue is coming to Kalamazoo to play in the Coopers Glen Music Festival. I spoke with him from his home in St. Paul, Minnesota. So how did you come to be on A Prairie Home Companion?
Well, I was an occasional guest back in the old days. It is a show that's been going for some 40 years now. And at one point in the mid-80s, Garrison took a break, and then he came back. And when he came back, he returned, and he wanted to make a band of people that he had worked with before in the past. And I just got a call out of the blue one day and did a few shows, and that led to another few shows, and, you know, it's been quite a while now.
How do you keep the music fresh?
I don't know. I guess it's, I just kind of try and look at it in a new light every week. I look at where we are and who else is on the show and what sort of music might be complementary to that in that week, and I kind of try and think along those lines. And then there's just certain strengths that the band has, you know, certain sounds that we tend to gravitate towards because it sounds good when we do that. So I'm always thinking of stuff like that, and it doesn't get old because we never really play the same thing again. We learn these songs and we play them once, and then we go on to next week. So
right. It
doesn't really have a chance to get old.
Right. Sometimes it's jazz, sometimes it's blues, sometimes it's more folk.
Yes, it's very different. They're very different all the time.
What goes up must come down. What goes around comes around, and when it comes around to me, that's when I'm all alone.
You actually learned to play guitar from a Pete Seeger book. You know, what are some of the things that you really took away from Pete Seeger?
I guess the spirit of American folk music. He embodied that, and that it can come in the form of instrumental music, it can come in the form of songwriting, and it can come in the form of process songs and sing-alongs, and he seemed to have a spirit on the commonality to us all through our native music. And he wasn't a virtuoso picker, but he was a good one. And he wasn't a virtuoso singer, and yet he could really inspire people to sing. And so I look at Pete Seeger, and I think that's a real folk performer in the true sense.
Yeah, and is this your first time at Coopers Glen?
Yes, it is. It sounds delightful. I can't wait to come
so
and be there.
What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing some of my friends. Joel Mavis is a friend of mine. I know he'll be around there. And mostly I'm looking forward, as always, to performing for people who might want to hear what I do. That's about as much fun as I can have. So
is there any kind of direction that you want to go with your sound now, or do you want to just keep on trucking?
Well, I want to definitely keep on trucking. For sure. I would like to do a little bit more touring with the band that I play with, which is members of the Guys All-Star Shoe Band, although we go under Pat Donahue and the Prairie Stars when we're playing apart from the show. And so I'd like to do a little bit more of that with the band because I love playing with them so much. But, you know, that's a lot of mouths to feed, and it gets to be a large-scale project as opposed to a solo folk act that can tour pretty easily. So I don't know how, we'll probably do that more regionally around here. But I just want to keep doing what I'm doing and try and do it better. I want to entertain people somehow, that's all.
Pat Donahue will perform tonight at 10 at the Coopers Glen Music Festival. He'll also teach a workshop there tomorrow at noon. If you're going to Coopers Glen, make sure you drop by the WMUK table. We'd love to see you there.